Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Today, plausibly live, it's the ZabeCast.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Pollin.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go.
Well, 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 Andy, you guys have a real bully in your neighborhood now in these Philadelphia Eagles. The question is, how wide open is their window?
Yeah, that's a good question. The Commanders' window is probably pretty much similar to what the Eagles' window is, and it's based on the rookie contract for quarterback Jaden Daniels.
But
so,
you guys have a larger gap to fill between them and you, although you were right there on the field with them. Do you take any solace in playing the Eagles tougher than the Chiefs did on Sunday?
Well, yeah, that's relatively speaking, isn't
you
it?
You don't play that game. Remember the time that Danny Boy was all chest puffed out because the Redskins beat the Packers. That was 2010, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he came to the Super Bowl. That was a rare year where he was, you know, trying to change his image and talk to people.
Dallas Super Bowl.
Right, and he said he was rooting for the Packers because the Redskins had beat the Packers, which is such loser talk.
It's the worst. Well, and they beat the Packers because Rodgers got a concussion late in the game.
Right.
And was out. They played well that day, but that's the NFL. Games are close. A lot of Packer fans were saying, oh, the Packers played the Eagles tougher than anybody. And they're like, what are you going to hang a banner with that? Played them tougher than anybody?
Yeah. What did the final score say? Also, you know, the Redskins are the last team to beat, or the Commanders, excuse me, are the last team to beat the Eagles, but they knocked out Jalen Hurts in the first quarter. So, you know, what do you
Right. Well, you know, people want to take every year from the Super Bowl, they want to take the lessons that fit their sort of worldview about their own team and then start constructing the, well, if we just get this and just get one of that, we can do this kind of thing, right?
Right, right. And look, I didn't have a huge rooting interest in this Super Bowl, but I'm kind of glad that the Eagles did what they did, because this stuff about, oh, well, Patrick Mahomes, he's already past Tom Brady, and the combination of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes is the best of all time. No, it's not. No, it's not. Yeah. Seven is more than twice as much as three.
Right.
And if he got to four, he was still going to need three to equal and four to pass. So please pump your brakes. I know we have to have content that's pumped out 24 hours a day, but realize what you're saying here.
Yeah, you know who that was. That was mostly Nick Wright, Kansas City native, who was just riding the troll wave of the Chiefs, who was pumping all that out. I didn't hear anyone else nearly as vocal about greatest team of all time.
Yeah, but I heard Alex Smith was kind of going in that direction, and
really?
I really like his work. Yeah, I like his work on ESPN. But, you know, he was the mentor to Alex Smith, so he's probably a little biased there. But, yeah, I mean, it was look, this whole thing about three-peat, too, is absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, here we go. Let's get into this. All right, go ahead.
Because the Green Bay Packers actually did it. And this thing about the Super Bowl era, they did it in the Super Bowl era. They won the first two, and had there been a Super Bowl for the first one, they probably would have won that. But the other issue about this has become such a quarterback league that it's all about who's the starting quarterback and is he the greatest of all time. When the Packers won their third straight, everybody knew Bart Starr wasn't the best quarterback in the league. That was Johnny Unitas. But the team was what was recognized. And okay. And we don't do that anymore. It's all, weren't there 52 other guys on the team? Yeah. But it's Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. That's what this is all about.
So my colleague, Armin Sarian, who I talked to about his gatekeeping activities online for all things Wisconsin sports and Packers, he posted a picture of the 67 Packers team photo saying tonight was all about these guys. And I just laughed because nobody else was saying that but Armin. Like, this is what it's all about. And I just jokingly posted gatekeeping, always gatekeeping. And then I got it from you saying, yeah, there was a three-peat. It was just before SportsCenter. But, you know, that actually still counts, which is one of your, you know, go-to complaints about youngins, right?
Right. And this thing about GOAT, the GOAT is Muhammad Ali. And the term was invented by his trainer, Boundini
Brown. Was it really?
Brown. Yeah, Boundini Brown came up with
called
that.
Muhammad the GOAT, and the GOAT, that's the origin of it.
Yeah, and then it got picked up because Muhammad used to say, I'm the greatest of all time. So he simply took those words and turned it into GOAT, and now it's like, who's the bigger GOAT? Is it Brady or Mahomes?
GOAT talk.
You know, and it's like the 72 Dolphins, you know, like talk to me when you're inside the house, not when you're at the front door. And that's what we have with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Well, but then I got it from the other side. Aaron Nagler, who runs Cheesehead TV, said, well, you're just glad that Washington's relevant again. Admit it. And I'm just rolling my eyes thinking, Jesus, people. I was saying that to Armin in a laughing, mirthful way that, ha, 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 you're always gatekeeping. And I'm getting attacked by you, Andy. I'm getting attacked on the Packers side of things.
Well, I mean, you know, recognize that things did actually happen before Chris Berman arrived on the scene.
Right, but I have no problem saying that if you didn't win three Super Bowls, you don't just get to stitch the third one on the front end and say, as you breezily expressed, they probably would have won that one as well.
Oh, okay. So the 65 Packers win the NFL championship, and they go, is there another game here to win? Because we're willing to do that if you provide us. Oh, you don't have another one? Well, okay, we'll just wait till next year when we have a Super Bowl, and we'll win that too.
Well, but, I mean, you can't just assume. You're assuming they would have won a game. Football's unpredictable. And so they won. You are usually, this is very odd for you, Andy, you are usually a man of strict definitions. And that if you did not win three Super Bowls in a row, you didn't win them. Period.
All right. Are teams that played before 1977 less worthy because they only had to play 14 games? Once we got to 1978, it became 16 games, and a few years ago it became 17 games. See, I mean, you can keep pushing the line as far as you want. You can only win what's available for you to win.
I know, but they did win a game against a champion from an entirely different league that played a brand of football that was totally different than what the stodgy old NFL played. And eventually, you know, the newbies caught up with the old guard.
And it wasn't that long. The Jets won three, and the Chiefs legitimized it by winning four.
Yeah, right. So anyway, what'd you think of the game itself?
Stunk. And you know,
you did not enjoy seeing the Chiefs get destroyed, because I did.
Well, okay, I'll take that. But I actually wanted some entertainment there, and it was such a blowout and such a lopsided effort by the defense that Vic Fangio, while he's getting credit for what he did with the Eagles defense, he didn't do anything but watch from the press box as they didn't even blitz. They had four guys up front and they manhandled the Chiefs.
Right. Yeah. Well, and also I think the Super Bowl is a great reminder that Jalen Hurts embodies what sports is supposed to be all about. It is persevering, enduring setbacks and disappointments, and yes, being scrutinized and criticized, and then shrugging it off, and then keeping moving forward.
Good for him. Most guys, you get benched in the national championship game after starting
every game. You never recover.
For 2 years, and you slink off. You don't talk to reporters. Nope, he was on the sidelines cheering Tua Tagovailoa. And then it was a done deal that he was going to leave, and I think he could have graduated and not have to sat out a year, even after two.
Right.
But he came back, and knowing that he was going to sit on the bench,
went to Oklahoma. He first sat on the bench, and they needed him, and he led him to the playoffs as a backup.
Okay, but who comes back for a third year after two years of starting every game, knowing you're going to sit on the bench?
Not only that, but in today's environment, holy shit. Huh. With every kid entering the portal who's got any options whatsoever right away from the get-go, it's a real throwback. But you see, those things are what molded Jalen Hurts. That is what forged him in fire. That's why he is a champion now. What these kids are hopping from school to school and chasing NIL bag from NIL bag are not going to learn and never going to get is that kind of steely-eyed perseverance that Jalen Hurts has.
And he was willing to learn. He opened his mind up to do that. He wasn't that great in his first year starting, and he's gotten better and better every year. And the same thing when he spent that year at Alabama as a backup. Nick Saban said he probably became a better quarterback not playing because he learned how to play.
Look, there was times this year when he was not that great. Mm-hmm. And that's just the nature of sport. Now to the worst idea I've ever heard. This comes from somebody by the name of Derek Eagleton. He is the Dallas Cowboys Senior VP of Media and Content.
Okay.
He said, I hope all the receipts being served of media people predicting Hurts' failure for years make us all consider giving people room to succeed or fail on their own instead of rushing to judgment. Let it play out. There will be plenty of time to analyze fairly when it's done. The great Ed Werder responded with, that's a great concept. With all due respect, Ed, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. What are we supposed to do in sports media? Well, let's see how it plays out, Andy. Can't have an opinion. Looks like you sucks.
But in our business.
But I don't want to be mean by saying, I think this guy sucks.
I know, but a phrase that is often a crutch in our business is, well, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Whether it's interesting or not, it could be boring the way it all plays out. I don't know. Look. It's fine to be fair in your criticism about here's how he's playing now, and I don't think it's a good pick by the Eagles. Poor Mike Greenberg had a freezing cold take tweet about hating the pick that made freezing cold takes. As long as we're all out here offering opinions in real time as things bounce along in sports, we're going to be dead ass wrong, aren't we?
Right.
Plenty of things.
Right. It's the ones who don't admit it. It's the Colin Cowards of the world, the Mike Franceses. Those are the people that bother me. It's the ones who say, hip, I had that one dead wrong. You know, I said Dan Campbell might not make a full season with the Lions. I call him a lunkhead when he was talking about biting kneecaps.
Right.
You know, now he's got one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
So what do I know?
Well, that's the other thing is the notion that we're somehow not giving athletes space to become good. We're just the hyenas out in the woods howling. We're not getting in anyone's way. If they can't deal with the fact that people have things to say about them, they're not going to make it in the world, much less in the NFL. So there's no harm in saying that stuff. Now, What I found a little bit disappointing was that Dan Orlovsky felt the need to apologize to Hurts today on his last day, more on him in a second, for the season, for saying earlier this year that the passing game wasn't good and was not likely to get better. You don't have to apologize. That was your opinion at the time.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but I do respect that more than those who don't admit that their opinion was dead wrong. You know?
Yeah. Well, but, you know, he said, I don't think it's going to get better. It did get better. It got better enough. But it wasn't okay. Like the passing game of the Eagles was humming all the way to the stretch. It had some pretty good games, and then it sputtered, and a pretty good game, and it sputtered, and it was really good on Sunday when the Chiefs shut down Saquon Barkley.
But no coach has ever said, well, I was going to give him another year, but I was listening to Zabe on the radio, and he says he's done, so we're moving on from him. You know, nobody takes, but there are some who say, oh, yeah, I'm a coach killer. You know, it's not my fault that he got fired, but I said this, and this about. You're right. We're just hyenas. That's what we are.
So Dan Orlovsky signed off today. On Monday, saying, I'm going to be off the air for quite a while. I don't know what's going to happen next. Reports are he is a free agent, television-wise, come July. Mm-hmm. And there is speculation that he may be out at ESPN. I think this would be a completely idiotic decision to let him walk out the door.
Well, they'll make more of him. And what I understand is... Well, I mean, they keep pumping out ex-players every year.
Ryan Clark brings more value than Dan Orlovsky?
Well, he's louder. They seem to like loud there.
How about that, huh?
But one thing that he does, and maybe more and more will start to do this, and I believe he does this, he says he watches the All-22 for every single game every week. That's the kind of preparation that you have to do as a coach. He's in his early 40s, and I think he's interested in doing that.
You say they'll make more. There's not a lot of guys that can deliver the depth of, okay, here's what's going on, show and plays. They're out there, but a lot of these former players don't want to put the time in. Orlovsky has put the time in.
But he's not the superstar a la Brady who walks right into the booth. He put in his time. I mean, nobody was rushing to hire Dan Orlovsky after he was finished playing. He was most famous for stepping out of the end zone for a safety for the 0-16 Lions. But he worked his ass off to get to the point where he's a respected analyst now.
I mean, do you think Marcus Spears brings more value than Dan Orlovsky?
But there are players retiring every year. They'll find somebody else who's willing to put in the time to do that, particularly a quarterback.
Why are you so quick to just throw him overboard?
Okay, do you think...
What is your grudge against Dan Orlovsky?
There's nothing. There's no grudge. But when you watch ESPN, there are 45 people analyzing games every week. One will shake out that can replace him. Do you think ESPN will be rocked by his departure?
I didn't say that. I just said, would it be smart to let him leave? And you seem to be about it. I think he's one of the better guys they've had in a long time. You liked the lesser Hasselbeck a whole lot more when I was saying, this guy's a zilch, get him off TV. And you were very defensive about it. No, Matt Hassel. They're like, not Matt Hasselbeck, but the...
Yeah, Matt Hasselbeck's out, but Tim Hasselbeck's still there.
Yeah, Tim. He's still there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, and do you think he's good?
I do.
So you think he's better than Orlovsky?
No, I didn't say that. But I also feel like if I tune into ESPN for NFL coverage next year, I won't go, God, I miss Orlovsky. You know, I don't think I'll feel that way.
That's not the metric for whether it's smart to keep him or not.
Okay, but
Mina Kimes or Dan Orlovsky, pick one.
To me, it's just loud. It's just background noise all day long.
Keyshawn Johnson or Dan Orlovsky, pick one.
Where is Keyshawn now? Is he?
He's actually on Fox. Yeah, I'm looking at an old graphic here.
Yeah,
trying to find out who they got.
Yeah, I mean, I am not one who studies film. I know there are people that do that. I don't really have the patience to do that. For me, basic football strategy is pretty much unknowable. I watch the games. I say, that was good, that was bad, but I don't have any great insight into how games are played. And this is for people that have studied the game for a long time, which I have not. I've just watched it.
Right. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing, teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for a customized, affordable life insurance plan. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Let's talk halftime show.
Ugh. God.
You know, it's not for us, Andy. Us,
I know. It's
50-plus white guys. It's rap music. So you got to understand what's going on here. Got to be up to speed on the diss games going on between him and Drake.
It's fine. It's not for me. But for me to say it's not for me, I get attacked on Twitter. Oh, you just don't appreciate it. No, I don't. It's okay. You can like it. I don't particularly like it. If they ran polka music next year, I might like it. I might not. You'll probably hate it. You know,
somebody needs to run. I would love to see the action, like surveys of what music do you enjoy to see what is the lowest genre rating wise. Polka has to be in the 2% range, maybe.
Yes. I don't know. They
thrash metal 6%.
The first Super Bowl in New Orleans, it was Al Hurt playing the trumpet.
Right. So where do you think the NFL's going into the future with this Jay-Z-led halftime show extravaganza? Are they going to keep plunging deeper into genres and artists like Kendrick Lamar, who many people said, this ain't a halftime act? They said that before the actual halftime show. They're like, his stuff, it's for people who like that stuff, and it's not going to sell to broader America. Do they lean in and go even deeper, or do they do a bit of a U-turn and try to go find some mainstream acts?
Yeah, I mean, I like some of the guys sitting up in the stands, like Paul McCartney. I know he's 80, but
he's already done it. Already did the Super Bowl.
I know, but haven't artists done multiple Super Bowls? I think they have, haven't they?
Yes. I'm trying to Google up a list right now, the most famous acts to not have played the Super Bowl. Rihanna, Adele, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. Her boyfriend's team is getting their ass kicked at the half, and she's got to go out and put on a big show. That'd be great.
Foo Fighters, Metallica, Pearl Jam, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, those guys are old now. I don't know.
Jay-Z himself. What if he tapped himself like, I got it.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, whatever was going on there, did not interest me. I couldn't understand one word of the lyrics. The dancing was nice. That was good. But, I don't know, it just didn't do anything for me.
How about Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi would be great. I'm not a heavy metal guy.
So Billy Joel.
I loved it. I'd love to see him do it again.
Oh, Elton he already John. Did it once?
Yeah, he did it. Yeah.
When did Billy Joel do it?
I think I'm pretty sure he did, didn't he? I thought he did, but Bruce Springsteen did it.
The Eagles did it 4 times, by the way.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Huh? I mean, you know how this started, though, don't you? I think I've probably told you this, right?
Well, they gave it to Jay-Z in the wake of the Minneapolis riots. They're like, oh, shoot, yeah. You know, we're too white here. Jay-Z, help us out. Take it.
But, I mean, the whole halftime thing, when the Redskins played the Bills in January of 92, so on CBS, Fox, recognizing that whatever they were doing, I don't even know what it was, that there was an audience, and they were telling you as soon as the game goes to halftime, turn over to Fox. They did a live show with the Wayans brothers and Jim Carrey. Yeah, and the ratings were very good, and the NFL went, ooh. So the next year, when it was in Los Angeles, it was Michael Jackson with Diana Ross flying in a helicopter during the show, and it's never been the same since.
Wow, Uncle Andy, I did not really put two and two together.
There you go.
I remember the old Bud Bowl at halftime. A long-form animated football game involving beer bottles.
But that didn't take that long. That was only like a long commercial. And yeah, that was another thing about the commercials. The Clydesdales, all we got was 1 30-second one, and it wasn't that good.
Yeah, what did you think of the commercials?
I thought overall they were okay. The Uber Eats was very good. I liked the pickleball one with what's his name?
William Defoe and the mom from Home Alone, the actress who plays the mom in Home Alone. Okay.
I thought that was fun. There were a few that were good, and there were a few that were just, spent $7 million for that.
What year was Michael Jackson again?
That would be January 93.
93, okay. Yeah. So let's see, 92. do you know what the halftime was in Minneapolis? Yeah,
I don't remember.
Magic Winter, salute to the 92 Winter Olympics. With Gloria Estefan, Olympic figure skaters Brian Boitano and Dorothy Hamill, and members of the 80 Olympic hockey team, plus the Minnesota Marching Band.
The 80 Olympic hockey team?
What's that?
Did they sing?
I don't know either.
Because I was at a party, and we switched over to the Wayans brothers.
Right, but then going the next year, like you said, boom, Michael Jackson. The most popular pop star on the planet. Bam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was great. So that was a game changer.
Then the following year, it was Rockin' Country Sunday with Clint Black, Tanya Tucker, Travis Tritt, and the Judds in Atlanta. Okay. And that kind of ushered in the more high profile bands. So, we'll see. We'll see where they go in the future on this. Rick Pitino is rolling at St. John's, Andy.
Well, he was rolling when he was cheating illegally. Now he can cheat as much as he wants. So
he's
why
like,
shouldn't he?
Remember the good old days I had to hire hookers through an assistant coach and then pretend to not know anything about it? Like, what? That's crazy. Recruits getting hooked. Why? No. Yeah. Now it's like, Louisville, here, have $800,000.
Louisville escorted him out of the building. Today, they would lay out a red carpet and bring him in on a rickshaw.
How do you feel, though, about the washing, the whitewashing of him as a person now that people are fawning over? Oh, what a coach. What a coach this Pitino is. Look at him go.
Is there anything new about that?
No.
It was the greatest deodorant there ever was.
I know. It did, but doesn't it disgust you at some level?
I mean, of the disgusting people who have
been rehabilitated in the media.
Yeah. I mean, he's you know, I remember I did SMU basketball for a couple of years when Dave Bliss was the coach. So
right.
if you want to go to that level, yeah, that I would be, if he came back and was winning, I think most people have a problem with that.
Real interaction. My wife came down and on the pregame show said, Michael Vick, really? And yeah. I go, oh yeah, he's been fully rehabilitated according to the media. And she said, and did I hear he's going to be a coach now? And I go, yup. She just looked at me in disbelief, got up and walked out disgusted.
Well, look, there's no excusing what he did, but I think everything that he's done since he's gotten out of jail would be, you know, about as much as you can do.
I hear you on that. I'm not against second chances, so to speak, but yeah. It's just how easily some of the worst things done by people who are awful people just get brushed aside. As long as, oh, they're popular, let's put them on TV, everything is fine, let's just forget about it. I think we should remember more of things that people did and said, hey, good luck to you in life, but we're not going to associate with you.
He did spend 2 full years in jail.
I know that.
And he paid off most of his creditors or gave him most of what he didn't have to do.
Hey, how about that?
But he also, you know, he also has been educated about what he did and how wrong it was. Right. I mean, I don't know what else you can ask of him.
Well, turn the telescope around. I'm not saying what can you ask of him. I'm saying at what point do otherwise upstanding organizations, media, say there's other guys. We're not going to rehabilitate him. You talked about how easily replaceable Dan Orlovsky is, mm-hmm. and I agree he is. Why isn't Michael Vick easily replaceable with somebody who didn't electrocute dogs or strangle them with an electrical cord?
Okay, well, this is also a product of the NIL. So they're looking at Dion, and this is not even Colorado. This is Norfolk State. And they're saying, okay, he's going to put us on the map. Yeah. And who knows if he's going to do any coaching, but he gives them some visibility. And okay, if you want to say, oh, he shouldn't be coaching young men because he abused dogs, but he did pay a price for that.
I know.
I don't know.
I just would think there would be organizations saying we can get somebody else. We don't need him.
But they're looking for somebody of that visibility, and I don't know how many of those guys are out there saying, oh, I'd love to coach at Norfolk State.
Had he killed a man, would you welcome him back if he did
his
time?
Well, he'd probably still be in jail, wouldn't he?
Well, no, you can get out for manslaughter in as little as 2 years, depending on the case.
Mm-hmm.
If he raped a woman.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Okay, all right, good. I found your line. That's all I want to do, find your line. Do you have any thoughts on Eli not getting into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot? He may get in subsequent ballots, although some reports are that it's still going to be an uphill climb.
No, I don't think he should have gotten in for the first ballot. I mean, I think that...
How about at all?
No, I think he should get in. I think he should.
Really?
Look, this is... You're going to say, aha, but Joe Namath has stats that would put him close to the Hall of Fame.
Joe Namath's stats are disgusting.
Well, they're a product of the time and a lot of things, but he had a signature win, and that's what put him in the Hall of Fame. Eli ended a team streak that was 18-0. I mean, that's pretty significant, and he beat him again.
A journeyman level quarterback his entire career. He just didn't journey. He stayed put with one team.
All right, let me give you an example. I think if Phil Simms had not gotten hurt during the 1990 season, giving way to Jeff Hostetler, who beat Buffalo in that Super Bowl, Phil Simms would have probably an identical career to Eli, and I think would be in the Hall of Fame. Eli's got 2. I think that puts him in.
What about Jim Plunkett?
Plunkett is getting in, isn't he? I think he is.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. I'm just trying to look at multiple quarterbacks with multiple Super Bowl wins. Doesn't hurt that Eli played for the Giants and not the Jaguars, because if he was a Jaguar, he'd have 0.0% chance of getting in. You know it, and I know it.
Yeah. I mean, he gets
some consideration. East Coast media bias.
Because his last name is Manning, but
and
yes.
He's royalty. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't get your thoughts on the Luka trade because it happened right after we taped last week. Holy shit, Andy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there have been big names traded. This was big because it was big name for big name. But this is so typical of the NBA. They move heaven and earth so they can put the Lakers on at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And then we find out an hour before the game, oh yeah, LeBron and Luka aren't playing.
Right.
And then Anthony Davis goes to Dallas, plays in the first game, plays well, got hurt.
Miss a month. Right away. And he's going to be out a month. You just got your Ferrari back from the dealership and it blew a water pump. Back in the shop.
Right. And Joel Embiid, who the Sixers spent like a decade building around, he plays, 20 games a year and says, oh, yeah, probably going to need another knee surgery.
Did you see the Mavs owner, Patrick Dumont, talking about, why they wanted to part ways? He said, quote, if you look at the greats in the league and the people you and I grew up with, Jordan, Bird, Kobe, Shaq, they worked really hard every day with a singular focus to win. And if you don't have that, it doesn't work. You shouldn't be a part of the Dallas Mavericks. What's the problem with those names he listed?
They all played with one team.
Shaq was lazy.
Oh, yeah.
Shaq does not belong in that statement. It's almost like admitting, I just started watching the NBA 5 minutes ago. To list Shaq as this great hard worker. You know also that he married into the family that runs the Las Vegas Sands Corporation. And so they made this guy Dumont, who looks like a Todd, CFO in 2016, COO in 2021. And in that time, the company's market cap has plummeted by $7 billion. So if anyone understands hard work, it's a nepo-in-law who sucks at his job.
Yeah, he's the cooler.
I hope Luka Doncic packs this up the Mavericks' asses so far and so hard that it is not forgotten for three lifetimes. Because what a dog shit trade this is.
Yeah, but there's also some things behind the scenes, apparently, that he was tough to deal with. And, eventually...
Stars are.
Okay, but this weight thing, he's 25 now, and he was already hurt when the trade was made.
No one's ever lost weight or gotten in shape?
Well, look at Barkley. Barkley got himself in tip-top shape, and he got the Suns to the finals. They just couldn't beat Jordan and the Bulls. But, the history of the league is there are guys that come in out of shape and realize, hey, this is an 82-game schedule. I got to be in better shape. And they perform. Yeah.
I believe I stood in front of the infamous bar that played Will and Grace on Bourbon Street. I took a photo.
Yeah.
It vaguely reminded me of where it was at the far end of Bourbon Street, left side, with the open wraparound doors that you could walk in the side. I'll
Did you
send
have a good
it
time?
To you. I was sick all week, so I took an incomplete. People say, how was it? And I go, it's incomplete because I was in my hotel room most of the time, just under the weather, not feeling good. Went out a couple of times. I had I had too much gumbo. I had gumbo probably three or four times, and I was really sick of gumbo by the time it was all said and done. Last time we were there back in 2002, I got sick of bourbon. Yeah, 2000. What was it, 2001?
Well, I was there in 2013. Were you there then?
No, I was not. The night the lights went out.
Right? Okay.
No, I was.
I didn't stay for the game.
Yeah. I got sick of Bourbon Street with you in 02 after five straight nights.
Oh, right.
I got sick of Bourbon Street after two visits. That's all it took. And, of course, did you see Fox carpeted in an intersection in thick purple carpet of Bourbon Street? They better have thrown that carpet out so fucking quick.
I saw that, and then I also saw, Brady doing the intro for the game in some kind of weird set that was set up to look like Bourbon Street.
Just a green screen is what it was.
A facade, okay.
Dumbest thing ever.
But the one thing I couldn't keep my eye off of was the watch. And apparently it was a watch that sold for $740,000. That's more than most people pay for houses.
That shit's obscene.
I'm
pro capitalism. I really am. But that's fucking in your face, obscene, stupid wealth.
Yeah, he probably even got paid to wear it.
Yeah, probably so. All right, Andy, into the darkness we go. Unless you're going to start watching the UFL because they're commercials.
No. That was insulting to me, those commercials that they ran. Oh, can't wait for more. No. It's okay because the league is on its way to expanding the season to 20 games. So it really just never ends.
Can I entice you in the XFL, Andy? That'll be starting up a little bit later.
Oh, it's two leagues again? I thought it was only one.
Oh, wait. The UFL folded into, or the XFL folded into the UFL?
Yeah, it's two. It's one league.
Oh, you're right. You're right. All right, and you didn't miss anything on Radio Row, just so you know.
Bunch of guys sitting at tables doing 5-minute interviews with Joe Montana. No, because
there was far less radio.
No.
Way less, and it was mostly incredible, but incredibly expensive sets for these shows. Right. Digital shows, streaming shows, McAfee shows, DraftKings sets, all this other stuff. Unbelievable expenditure of money. Yeah. I wonder how long are they going to realize it ain't worth it for us.
I don't know, but TV is a little bit different.
It is.
As I say often, I'm glad I had my career when I had it.
I hear you on that. All right, Andy, as always, a pleasure. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Zach. Take care.
Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in 1-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.